तालिकाम् अपूजयत् गृहीतवत्या प्रहशंसाः गतविस्मयात्।
Šukadev Goswami reče, čuvši Vritrasurine iskrene poučne riječi, kralj Indra je slavio Vritrasuru i zatim ponovo uzeo grom u svoju ruku. Nasmiješio se Vritrasuri bez bunjenosti ili dvoličnosti i rekao sljedeće. Smisao. Kralj Indra, najveći od polubogova, bio je začuđen kada je čuo poučne riječi Vritrasure koga je smatrao demonom. Bio je pogođen čudom što demon govori tako inteligentno. Odmah se sjetio velikih bakta poput Pralad Maharadža i Bali Maharadža, koji su se rodili u porodicama demona i tako je došao sebi. Čak i takozvani demoni ponekad imaju uzvišenu devociju prema svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti. Zato se Indra nasmiješio Vritrasuri osmijehom punim ohrabrenja.
Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna amazing example of two actually devotees of the Lord who acted in Krishna consciousness even though they were in a very difficult situation.
Ovo je jedan zapanjujući primjer dvoje bhakta gospodina Krišne koji su djelovali u svjesnosti Krišne iako su zapali u jako tešku situaciju.
Yes. Vritrasura due to his previous misdeeds had taken a body of a demon but was conscious that he was actually a devotee of Krishna.
Vritrasura zbog svojih ranijih krivih djela je dobio telo demona, ali je bio svjestan da je u prošlosti bio Krishna bhakta.
I sometimes think, oh, I'm in a similar situation. I feel like a devotee inside, but my body and my mind come from the material world and they are used to other activities.
Ja se ponekad osjećam slično, jer unutar sebe osjećam se kao bhakta, ali moje tijelo i moj um dolaze iz materijalnog svijeta i stoga su navikli na drugačije djelatnosti.
There is an interesting book by Satsvarup Maharaj who describes one father of a little boy who went to the same school class as Prahlad Maharaj.
Sasar Maharaj je napisao jednu jako interesantnu knjigu koja opisuje život oca jednog djeteta koje je išlo u isti razred sa Prahlad Maharajom.
So the oca, he has every day from his little boy what Prahlad Maharaj preached in the school.
I taj otac je svaki dan slušao od svog malog sina ono što je Prahlad Maharaj propovjedao u školi.
And gradually his mind turns and he begins to also think about Krishna and sometimes chant his holy name.
I postupno njegov um se preobratio tako da je on počeo također razmišljati o Krišni i ponekad misliti na Krišnu i također ponekad pjevati njegovo sveto ime.
In the kingdom of Prahlad's demoniac father Hiranyakashipu, that is considered to be the worst crime.
Međutim, u kraljevstvu oca Prahlad Maharadža Hiranyakashipua takva djelatnost se smatra najgorim od svih zločina.
So, as a result of this, the otac, whatever it is, is thrown into a prison where he really is fighting with his two natures.
I kao rezultat tih svojih aktivnosti, odraslog djeteta je bačen u tamnicu i gdje se on zaista bori sa svojim, sa te dvije prirode koje je stekao.
The one nature is the newly awakened Krishna consciousness.
Jedna priroda je jedna upravo probuđena svjesnost Krišne.
And the other is that he used to work for the king of the demons and he himself is a demon.
A druga priroda je da je bio radio za kralja demona i da je sam po sebi demon.
So he asked himself the question, am I a demon or am I a Vaishnav?
Tako on si postavio pitanje, da li sam demon ili Vaishnav?
So for Vritasura the answer is clear.
Za Vritasura odgovor je jasan.
His body is demoniac.
Njegovo tijelo je demonsko.
But he himself is a devotee of Krishna.
Ali on je sam po sebi Krishna Bhakta.
And he asks Indra to please quickly end his life so that he can go back to his dear Lord.
I on moli Indru da što prije završi sa njim, tako da se može vratiti svom dragom gospodinu.
He says, consider this battle a gambling match in which our lives are the stakes.
On kaže, smatraj ovu borbu jednim kockarskim jednom kockom u kojoj su ulozi naši životi.
The arrows are the dice.
Strijele su kocke.
And the animals acting as carriers are the game board.
A životinje koje nas nose su tabla za igru.
No one understands who will be defeated and who will be victorious.
I niko ne može shvatiti ko će biti poražen, a ko će izaći kao
pobjednik. It all depends on providence.
Sve to ovisi o proviđenju.
So then, Indra actually, who hears him talk like a devotee, first is bewildered, but then he finally attacks and defeats Vritasura.
I Indra, koji tako sluša Vritasura koji govori kao bhakta, u početku je zbunjen, ali kasnije se pribrao, napada Vritasuru i ubija ga.
Now, this glorious death of Vritasura tells us another important instruction.
Ova slavna smrt Vritasure nam također daje jednu jako dobru pouku.
The instruction is that Vritasura actually used his temporary life to attain eternal Krishna consciousness.
A to je da je Vritasura koristio svoj privremeni život da dostigne vječnu svjesnost Krišna.
You remember yesterday in the lecture we talked about this philosophical point.
Sjećate se, jučer smo na lekciji govorili o toj filozofskoj poanti.
But I desire to talk a little bit more today about it.
Ali danas sam želio da još malo govorim o tome.
In the Vedic understanding, you will find a concept of duty.
U vedskom shvaćanju ćete naći koncept dužnosti.
That is, a person will do something, although he doesn't like it, or even if he doesn't like it, let us say it like this, knowing well that by this activity he will get eternal benefit.
Drugim riječima, osoba će učiniti nešto čak i ako se to ne dopada, jer zna da radeći tu određenu stvar dostići će vječitu dobrobit.
For instance, we hear in the Ramayana how Lord Rama one day actually, or on the day of his coronation, goes into the forest because he feels duty bound to fulfill an instruction of his father.
Na primjer, čujemo iz Ramayane kako gospodin Ramachandra na dan svog krunisanja odlazi u šumu zato što osjeća dužnost prema svome ocu.
Now the whole kingdom objects to it and cries and actually wants to follow him in the forest because they are so attached to Lord Rama.
Naravno, cijelo kraljevstvo ima primjedbe na tu odluku i svi plaču i želi ga slijediti u šumu zato što su tako vezani za gospodina Ramu.
And his father, strangely enough, also does not want this.
A njegov otac, što je zapanjujuće, također to ne želi.
By some trick, he was tricked into giving this instruction, but from his heart, he does not want it.
On je bio naveden određenim trikom da da takvu instrukciju, ali u svom srcu on to nije želio.
And everyone just doesn't want Rama to go into the forest.
I niko ne želi da Rama ide u šum.
But he goes.
Ali on odlazi.
And then his brother Bharata asks him, why are you doing this?
I onda ga njegov brat Bharata pita, zašto to činiš?
And Rama says, I may not want it.
I Rama kaže, možda se meni to ne sviđa.
But there is a higher principle.
Ali postoji viši princip.
And that is one should follow the instruction of his father.
A to je da osoba treba slijediti instrukciju svoga oca.
And by doing this, one will gain a benefit which is much higher than the pleasure principle, the following the pleasure principle.
I radeći to, osoba će steći dobrobit puno veće nego dobrobit koji će steći sljedeći princip zadovoljstva.
Please listen to the following example from the Vedas.
Molim vas, čujte sljedeći primjer koji dolazi iz Veda.
Which will make this point clear.
I koji će objasniti ovu poantu.
Once there was a lovac.
Bio je jednom jedan lovac.
The killer of the animals.
Ubojica životinja.
He was hunting the whole day, but he had no success.
Cijeli dan je lovio, ali nije bio uopće uspješan.
Finally, in the evening, he felt very frustrated.
Konačno na večer se osjetio jako frustriran.
And it also began to rain.
A što je gore, počelo je padati kiša.
A cold rain.
Hladna kiša.
So he took shelter under a tree to protect himself.
Da bi se zaštitio, on je uzeo utočište jednog drveta.
On this tree lived a pigeon.
I na tom drvetu živi jedan golub.
He saw, oh, here is the killer of the animals.
I vidio je, ovdje se nalazi ubojica životinja.
But he has become my guest.
Ali postaje moj gost.
And the pigeon flew to the next village.
I golub je odletio do sljedećeg.
Again went to the village and got from one fire a burning piece of wood.
And they ponovo išao do sela i iz vatre izvadio jedan gorući komad drveta.
And threw it also down so that the hunter had a fire to warm himself.
I također ga bacio dolje tako da bi lovac imao vatre da se malo ugrije.
The principle of the pigeon which he follows is when you have a guest, you must somehow satisfy him.
Princip koji slijedi u golub je kada imate gosta, onda ga morate na neki način zadovoljiti.
Like our Daityari, yesterday I asked him, how is it possible, so many guests, how will you feed them?
Kao naš Daityari, jučer sam ga pitao, pa kako je moguće, ima tako puno gosti, kako ćeš ih nahraniti?
Will they have to pay?
Da li će morati platiti?
No, I have to satisfy all the guests.
Ne, moram zadovoljiti sve goste.
Krishna will supply.
Krishna će obezbijediti.
No problem.
Nemam problem.
Nice spirit. Daityari is very advanced.
Naš Daityari je jako napredan.
It's a principle. You must take care of the guests that they feel happy in all respects.
To je princip. Moramo se pobrinuti o gostima tako da se oni osjećaju sretni u svakom pogledu.
The lovac was warming himself up on the fire.
I naš lovac je tako zagrijavao na toj vatri.
Then the pigeon thought, maybe my guest is hungry.
I onda je ovaj golub mislio, možda je moj gost gladan.
He must be hungry, he looks hungry.
Mora da je gladan, tako je izgledan.
No, my guest is a meat eater, most probably.
Ali najvjerojatniji moj gost je mesojedac.
I must satisfy him.
Moram ga zadovoljiti.
So the pigeon flew into the fire.
I golub je uletio u vatru.
To offer his own body for the food. Then this was seen by the wife of the pigeon. First she cried, "Moj muž, moj muž." But then she also flew into the fire to offer her own body also to the hunter, because she figured he must be extremely hungry, and one pigeon, what's that? Two is enough.
I onda, ali ona je također onda uletila u vatru da je ponudila i svoje tijelo lovcu jer je mislila, on mora da je jako gladan, a što je to jedan golub? Dvoje će biti dovoljno.
When we satisfy the guests, we will get a great reward in our next life.
Ako zadovoljimo do gosta, u idućem životu ćemo dobiti veliku nagradu.
By following this principle, we might even satisfy the supreme personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart.
Sljedeći ovaj princip, možda ćemo zadovoljiti svevišnju božansku osobu, koji je smješten u svačijem srcu.
And when the Supreme Lord is satisfied, that's the perfection of this temporary useless pigeon existence.
A kada se višnji gospodin zadovoljan, onda je to savršenstvo ove privremene i beskorisne egzistencije u obliku goluba.
So when the lovats saw how these two pigeons were following, you know, their duties.
Kada je lovac vidio kako je to dvoje golubova slijedilo svoju dužnost.
He cried tears.
On je ronio suze.
Here I am, the killer of the animals.
Rekao, ovdje sam ja, ubojica životinja.
The incarnation of cruelty.
Inkarnacija okrutnosti.
Međutim, the pigeons, they follow so nicely their religious life.
Golubovi su slijedili svoj religiozni život na zagledan krasan način.
They are my spiritual masters.
Oni su moji duhovni učitelji.
I change my sinful life.
I promijenit će svoj griješni život.
And become a devotee.
Postaće Bog.
What do you think of that? Gobo. So this is a concept which is missing in our Western education.
To je koncept koji nedostaje našem zapadnjačkom obrazovanju.
To even do something which is not immediately of full interest.
Raditi nešto što ne donosi trenutnu potpunu korist, koji nije od trenutnog potpunog interesa.
But to you know, control the mind and the senses in order to do a higher work.
Već kontrolirati um i čula da bismo izvršili više rada.
In our modern concept we are taught the Freudian principles.
Moderni koncept nas podučava freudovskom principu.
I will now leave the seat and let Sigmund Freud take over for about 5 minutes to explain his principle.
Sada ćemo dopustiti Sigmund Freudu da preuzme inicijativu sljedećih 5 minuta da bismo objasnili njegov princip.
Dobrodošli, Mr. Freud. My dear ladies and gentlemen, do not try to suppress your desire.
Nemojte pokušavati da potisnete svoje želje.
If you do so, you will develop neurosis.
Ako to učinite, razvijete neurozu.
It is dangerous for you.
To je za vas opasno.
Do whatever comes to the mind.
Učinite što god vam padne na um.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain my theory to you.
Dame i gospodo, dozvolite da objasnim svoju teoriju.
We all have something, a subconscious area in our mind, which we can call the it.
Svi mi unutar svoga uma posjedujemo pod svjesnu oblast koju možemo nazvati it.
Then we have an area in our psyche which we are conscious about, that's the I.
Onda postoji jedna oblast u našoj psihiji o kojoj smo svjesni i to se naziva ja.
And then we have all the social conventions over us, the over I.
Postoji sve socijalne konvencije koje su iznad nas, to je naša nadja.
Which are constantly pressuring down on the I.
Koji stvaraju neprestani pritisak na ja.
For those who just woke up, it's not our philosophy, it's Sigmund Freud.
Za one koji su se upravo probudili, ovo nije naša filozofija, već filozofija Freuda.
But continue to hear.
Ali nastavite slušati.
From our subconscious self, constantly desires come up.
Iz našeg podsvjesnog jastva neprestano proizilaze želje.
Desires for sexual enjoyment.
Želje za seksualno uživanje.
For selfish activities.
Za sebične djelatnosti.
For just the pleasures in life.
Za zadovoljstvo u životu.
But from our over eye, you can call it, I don't know the English terminus, but there's a constant pressure. No, you may not do this.
Ali od našeg nadja proizlazi neprestani pritisak. To ne bi trebao učiniti.
Behave.
Obhodi se.
Like a good Croatian person.
Kao dobar Hrvat.
If you allow these desires to manifest, oh, people will not love you.
Ako dozvoliš da se ove želje manifestiraju, onda te ljudi neće voljeti.
And you will not be recognized.
I nećeš biti prepoznat.
This is, and this, so ladies and gentlemen, this constant struggle between your subconscious self and the over self produces the I, which is a being full of neurosis and tension.
Dame i gospodo, ova neprestana borba između podsvjesnog ja i nadja stvara naše ja koje je biće puno neuroza i tenzija.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may say so, you as devotees are also full of tension.
Dame i gospodo, ako smijem tako reći, vi ste kao bhakti također puni tenzije.
There is what you really want.
Postoji ono što zaista želite.
And then the guru kaže.
Onda guru kaže.
All the rules and regulations. And this creates a tension in your conscious self. If I look in your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, I only see tension. It's not our philosophy, it's Sigmund Freud. Ladies and gentlemen, to make it very clear, I want to give a picture of reality to you. Now I'm lecturing. Imagine, there are some drunkards outside who want to come in. They push against the door. But some of you, my friends, would like to protect this lecture and go and close the door.
Ali neki od vas, dragi prijatelji, htjeli bi zaštititi našu lekciju i stoga možete zatvoriti vrata.
But these nitkovs,
ali ovi nitkovi,
are becoming stronger and stronger.
Postaju snažniji i snažniji.
They want to come in.
Žele ući.
So more friends would come.
I tako više prijatelja će trebati.
Our two boys would go there.
Naši dvoji nitkovi će isto otići.
The strong Shri Hari would stand there.
Snažni Shri Hari će tamo
stajati. They again Vigraha would still go there. And the fight would become stronger. The Nitkovs would call their friends. And finally, they would enter into the room and then there would be trouble. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we should have the door, it should be leaned.
Onda,
shouldn't be closed.
Ova vrata treba biti odškrinuta, ne treba biti zatvorena.
Let them come in one by one.
Neka jedan za drugim, jedan za drugim uđe.
We can deal with them.
Možemo se s njima spraviti.
Sit them down.
Lijepo ćemo ih posjetiti.
Talk with them.
Razgovarati s njima.
Have peace.
I biti mirni.
This is what you should do in your own life, ladies and gentlemen.
To je ono što dame i gospodo vi trebate činiti u svom vlastitom životu.
Don't close the door to the subconscious self. Don't ignore all your material desires. Let them come in one by one. Deal with them. Fulfill them. Then you won't have tension. Otherwise, your life will be ruined. Hvala lepa. Goodbye. So, what do we say now? Is that right what Sigmund Freud has preached? I know that some of you think yes. I talked with many of them. I know that here even disciples who think it is correct.
Znam da ovdje postoje čak i učenici koji smatraju da je to pravilno.
They may never have studied Sigmund Freud in detail and therefore they do not know this explanation.
Možda nisu nikada studirali Sigmund Freuda detaljno i možda zato ne znaju ovo objašnjenje.
But because our philosophy, because our Western world, and we are children of this unfortunate species of Westerners, is full of this. We have subconsciously great sympathy for this.
Ali zato što smo jednostavno dio zapadnarskog svijeta, u stvari mi smo djeca te nesretne rase zapadnjaka, koja je ispunjena takvom filozofijom, onda mi podsvjesno imamo sklonosti i simpatije prema takvom našem razmišljanju.
In the beginning of my lecture, I was saying, talking about ignoring things which may be pleasant for you to reach a higher goal.
Na početku lekcije govorio sam o ignoriranju stvari koje na izgled su prijatne za nas da bismo dostigli viši cilj.
You remember the story of the two pigeons?
Sjećate se priče o golubovima?
Do you remember the example of Lord Rama?
Sjećate se primjera gospodina Rama?
Sigmund Freud has told us something different.
Sigmund Freud nam je rekao nešto drugačije.
So the answer here is you really need to decide what type of life you want to live.
Odgovor je da zaista morate odlučiti koju vrstu života želite voditi.
If we decide for a spiritual life,
ako se odlučimo za duhovni život,
we will take spiritual solutions for material problems.
Naći ćemo duhovno rješenje za materijalne probleme.
Yes, we do have all types of desires.
Da, mi posjedujemo sve vrste želja.
But they can be fulfilled in Krishna consciousness.
Ali one mogu biti ispunjene unutar svjesnosti Krishna.
We hear the amazing example of Maharaj Chitraketu.
Možemo čuti o zapanjujućem primjeru Maharaj Chitraketu.
By the way, that was Vritasura in his previous life.
Usputno govoreći, to je bio Vritasura u svom prošlom životu.
Maharaj Chitraketu was a king.
Maharaj Chitraketu bio kralj.
Who worshipped the Lord.
Koji obožavao gospodina.
Now, he had a great desire for music.
On je imao jako veliku želju, sklonost
za muziku. And therefore, once it is described, he was traveling to the planet of the musicians.
I opisano je jednom otputovao do planete muzičara.
The Vidyadharas.
Zove Vidyadhara.
Who are born with naturally beautiful voices.
Koji su rođeni sa prirodno prekrasnim glasovima.
Especially the ladies of the Vidyadharas are singing, you won't be able to believe your ears.
Posao njihove gospođe ne tako pjevaju da nećete vjerovati svojim ušima.
It is so good.
Tako dobro.
Nina Hagen sounds like a crow in comparison.
U poređenju sa njima, a Nina Hagen zvuči kao vrana.
And she can sing very good. She has a classical opera education.
Ali ona u suštini može jako lijepo pjevati jer je obrazovana u klasičnoj operskoj sredini.
So, so he went there.
In tamo otišao.
And it's described he traveled in airplanes in this planet of the Vidyadharas with many, many ladies.
I opisano da je putovao u zrakoplovima u tim planetama Vidyadharas sa puno žena.
And they had a festival in the air.
Imali su festival u zraku.
Singing.
Pjevali su.
But what did they sing?
Ali što su pjevali?
The glories of the Lord.
Slava gospodina.
Yesterday, for instance, I thought, I think all of you must have had the same impression when we were dancing in Omaya, there were so many people. Have you noticed so many? You were not there, but the others were there.
Na primjer, ja sam imao osjećaj jučer kad smo plesali, bilo je jako, jako puno ljudi okolo.
And what were they doing there, I was asking.
I ja sam pitao što oni rade tamo.
There was really nothing to enjoy.
Tamo nije bilo ništa za uživati.
Only darkness.
Samo mrak.
They were all wandering up and down, thinking, looking like there's something to enjoy.
Ali oni su svi lutali gore dolje, tragajući nešto što bi mogli uživati.
Do you remember? I was really thinking, what are they doing? It's time to sleep, you know.
Da li se sjećate, ja sam zaista razmišljao što oni to rade, sada je vrijeme za spavanje.
They were desperately trying to enjoy an Omaya land.
Ali oni su očajnički pokušali uživati u zemlji Omaya.
To maybe find some a person with whom they could talk.
Možda su pokušali naći osobu sa kojom će razgovarati.
Or drink a little extra tasty beer.
Ili popiti malo ekstra ukusnog piva.
Eat a little.
Ili nešto mogu pojesti.
But, you know, this you can have everywhere.
Ali to možete dobiti svugdje.
And you don't need to stay awake for so long. So then there were one boy and a girl who saw our Harinam party. You know, with the great dancing. The uncontrollable Matajis. And Shri Hari, you know. And the boy and the girl said, it seems they are enjoying much more than we. They said it, Dajari told me, either he heard it or one of the devotees heard
it.
So it's possible to dance and to sing in Krishna consciousness. You don't need to deal with material desires in a material way. If you do, you will never satisfy them. This is a mistake in Sigmund Freud's philosophy. It says, just watch your material desires and then don't ignore them, let them enter. And then fulfill them. Don't block everything. You can fulfill in Krishna consciousness much, you can satisfy them. Yes. So this is a very important. Now to reach the level of Krishna consciousness, this is my point now. You do have to understand in the beginning the sense what it means to be a dutiful Vaishnava. You will have to understand to follow principles of spiritual life, even though it is sometimes difficult. For instance, now we all woke up late. It is not so easy to chant our rounds in a concentrated way at this time of the day. But it has to be done. We cannot allow that we just, you know, let run, let go, let go, let go of our principles. Or sometimes in our movement, married devotees, they think, oh, what are the four regulative principles? They talk especially about one principle, as you can imagine. What is illicit? What is licit?
Što je nezakonski, a što je dozvoljeno.
Great complicated subject matter for them.
Za njih to postaje velika i komplicirana tema.
But we have to fulfill our vows which we have given at the sacrificial fire.
Ali moramo ispuniti svoje zavjete koje smo dali ispred žrtvene vatre.
There are many examples when we go on Sankirtan, for instance.
Postoje puno primjera. Recimo kad idemo u Sankirtan.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Ponekad je teško.
People are maybe not so receptive.
Možda ljudi nisu baš jako prijemčivi.
But we have to save the fallen souls and help our spiritual master.
Ali moramo izbaviti pale duše i pomoći našem duhovnom učitelju.
And by following these higher principles,
i sljedeći ove više principe,
we will please the Lord.
Zadovoljit ćemo gospodina.
And for one who pleases Krishna in this life,
a osoba koja zadovolji Krishna u životu,
his life is successful.
Za njega život postaje.
The life is not successful if one follows the secondary, the lower nature, which wants pleasure on all costs.
Život nije uspješan ako sledimo sekundarnu prirodu koja želi zadovoljstvo po svaku cijenu.
Un momento, un momento. If we can just understand this particular principle in our Krishna consciousness,
kad bi samo mogli razumjeti ovaj posebni princip u svjetlosti Krishna,
then we will stop to be pleasure junkies.
Onda ćemo prestati biti ovisnici o uživanju.
You know a pleasure junkie?
Znate, ovisnika o uživanju?
These are people who are addicted to heroin.
To su ljudi koji su ovisni o heroinu.
I have heard from Nrisimha Babu Prabhu in Split there are 20,000 registered drug addicts.
Nrisimha Babu u Splitu mi je rekao da, da postoji u tom gradu 20,000 registriranih narkomana.
Yes. There are 60,000 I think young people who remembers from our Split region.
Joy,
some kind of drugs, you know. 20,000.
But this is not the junkies, real junkies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, all narcotics. Yes. 20,000. Out of how many young people? No, I'm not really. I heard there are 20,000 registered drug addicts, not just heroin, I know everything. And how many young people there are? 60,000?
13, 14 years.
Thousand young people.
No.
All together. I understand. Citizens. I just heard. I mean, it was something. I distinctly remember it. There was a number 60,000, and I believe it was 60,000 young people. But if there are 250,000, 60,000. Doesn't sound so much. I mean, if the rest are older, must be a little more, isn't it? Anyway, it's enough to say there is a large percentage of people who are drug addicts in Split.
Dovoljno je reći da u Splitu postoji jedan veliki procenat ljudi koji su narkomani.
There are 20,000 registered drug addicts, but do you know what this means? How many there really are?
Postoji 20,000 registriranih ovisnika o drogama, a znate što to znači? Ko zna koliko ima još drugi?
It's almost every out of three young people, two take drugs.
Od troje mladih ljudi, dvoje uzimaju droge.
This is called, you know, material life.
I to se zove materijalni život.
They want so much the pleasure, and they become addicts.
Toliko žele zadovoljstvo i postaju ovisnici.
All conditioned souls are addicts to material pleasures.
Sve uvjetovane duše su ovisne o materijalnom zadovoljstvu.
To what is pleasant.
Što je prijatno.
And therefore the sense of duty misses us many, many times.
I stoga nam osjećaj dužnosti nedostaje jako puno puta.
Because we are already addicted to Yehi Sang Sparsha Jabuga, to bring the senses in contact with the pleasurable situation.
Jer smo vezani za to da čula dovedemo kontakt sa situacijama koje donose zadovoljstvo.
So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have to learn the word to do our sadhana out of duty.
I u našoj svjesnosti Krishna moramo naučiti da izvršavamo svoju sadhanu iz dužnosti.
Yesterday I told you about the determination of Dhruva Maharaj.
Jučer sam vam govorio o odlučnosti Dhruva Maharaja.
Do you know what happened when he died?
Da li znate što se dogodilo kad je on umro?
At that time, the Vaikuntha Janas, the messengers of the Lord Hari, Sri Hari, they came with an airplane to take him.
U to vrijeme Vaikuntha Jane, vlasnici gospodina Sri Harija, su došli sa avionom da ga povedu.
But he said, I cannot come at this moment, please just wait just a moment.
On je rekao, samo sekund, molim vas, čekajte, ne mogu sada doći.
I have to finish my rounds.
Moram završiti svoje krugove.
I have to complete my sadhana.
Moram upotpuniti svoju sadhanu.
Even at the face of death, he was doing his sadhana.
Čak i u susretu, samo susretu sa smrću, on je izvršavao svoju sadhanu.
What do you think?
Što sada mislite?
Very impressive, isn't it?
Jako impresivno, zar ne?
The Prabhupada, in the purport of the verse where this is said, he recommends us to be in a similar way very dutiful to our spiritual vows.
Prabhupada u komentaru na stih koji to spominje nam preporuča da također budemo puni dužnosti prema svojim duhovnim zavjetima.
Because remember,
sjetite se.
You have a problem.
Imate problem.
You have to die.
Morate umreti.
Each one of you.
Svako od vas.
You have to use this life properly.
Morate pravilno iskoristiti ovaj život.
It can give us the greatest benefit.
On nam može pružiti najveće dobro.
We can become Krishna conscious in this life.
Možemo postati svjesni Krishne u ovom životu.
It is possible.
To je moguće.
Prabhupada kaže.
Prabhupada kaže.
I want to thank you all very much for listening so long. And I want to also thank you for coming. It's so nice when so many Vaishnavas are together. The atmosphere becomes so charged with transcendental joy. We have devotees from Pula, from Rijeka, Zagreb, I meant. Virovitica, Split, Osijek, Sarajevo. Yes.
Imamo bakte iz Pule, iz Rijeke, iz Virovitice, iz Zagreba, iz Osijeka, iz Splita.
From islands, I heard.
Sa otoka također.
From everywhere.
Od svugdje.
I think we have also devotees from higher planetary systems hiding.
Mislim da također imamo bakta sa višim planetarnim sistema koji se sakrivaju.
Takvi dobro atmosfera.
Uživaju dobro atmosfera.
And Veera Chandra came for translating. So Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this very serious point?
Da li imate pitanja koje se odnose na ovu jako bitnu temu?
Yes.
Mnogo puta u biti na lekcijama slušamo, pogotovo sa činjenom nakaza, kako je sadena jako bitna. Međutim, također bakti imaju jednu veliku sklonost da u određenim situacijama, pogotovo kad neki par godina nakupno svjesno se priče, da kaže da sadena to isto nije bitna. Ne? Krugovi se ostavljaju na sutra. I na koji način zauzeti
the question is that often we hear in lectures, especially in your lectures, that the sadhana is very much important for the devotee's life. But we can often see that the devotees, after some years spending Krishna consciousness, are letting loose a little bit their sadhana. They're even inventing a philosophy that the sadhana is not so important and leaving grounds for the other day. So how can we get a real attitude and toward this question of sadhana? Mm-hmm.
It's a question of taste, actually.
To je stvari pitanje ukusa.
There are two types of taste.
Postoje dvije vrste ukusa.
And the first type of taste is dependent on the excellence of the elements.
Jedna vrsta ukusa ovisi o finoći izvođenja.
For instance, I like to come to a kirtan if a good kirtan leader sings.
Na primjer, želim doći na kirtan ako dobar kirtan lider ga vodi.
I like to come to a lecture if sometimes jokes are said.
Želim doći na lekciju ako se ponekad ispriča i par šala.
This type of taste is like the taste of someone who's not really hungry.
A ta vrsta ukusa je poput ukusa osobe koja nije zaista gladna.
And he asks before a meal is served, what is served today?
I prije ručka ona pita što je danas za ručak.
Only if a pizza by Purudava is served, then he eats. Otherwise, not. If it's khichdi, then he eats. I'm fasting.
I samo ako je Purudavina pizza na meniju, onda prihvaća. Ako je khichdi, onda posti.
You have no idea what Purudava's pizzas are.
Vi nemate ni pojma kakve su njegove pizza.
Even a dying man would eat such a pizza.
Čak i čovjek na umoru bio tako.
So this type of person reveals his lack of appetite with this question.
Sa takvim pitanjem ta vrsta osobe u stvari razotkriva svoj nedostatak.
External things.
Također, znači drugim rečima, na početku naše svjesnosti Krišne, naš fokus ovisi o izvanjskim stvarima.
Do you remember how you felt the first time when you had the beads in the hands? You felt so mystical, so transported into spiritual India and so on.
Da li se sjećate se kako ste se osjećali kada ste prvi put u životu imali ove džapa malo u rukama? Osjećali ste se tako mistično kao da ste bili prenešeni u daleku Indiju?
You felt like initiated into a new secret.
Osjećali ste kao da ste dobili inicijaciju u novu tajnu?
And something it was and you were thinking, oh, these people, they don't have what I have.
I onda ste razmišljali, ovi ljudi nemaju ono što ja posjedujem.
It's natural for a beginner.
To je prirodno za početnika.
To be you were not maybe thinking of surrendering to, it was just a little superficial, the enthusiasm.
Ta entuzijazam je bio malo izvanjski. Vjerojatno niste puno mislili o predavanju.
Now, you can maintain this type of enthusiasm for a few years, but not for long.
I ovu vrstu entuzijazma možete održavati nekoliko godina, ali ne dugo.
Because this external fascination, it goes after you know, after you, it's known to you.
Jer ova izvanjska fascinacija prestaje biti zanimljiva nakon što ju poznamo.
You can see when you are young, to just see a new temple, you just explode from enthusiasm.
Možemo vidjeti kada ste mladi, samo ako vidite novi tempel, onda eksplodirate od entuzijazma.
But when you have seen the temples for a few times, oh yeah, I know these deities. Yeah, fine.
Ali ako ste već vidjeli temple par puta, onda kažete, da, znam, već poznam ovo božanstvo.
Yeah, kirtan, it's interesting, but the other, maybe I should just, getting a little older, and then I'm sweating so much, then I have to take a shower. Maybe I just talk with someone during the kirtan.
Da, je kirtan to jako fino, ali već pomalo i starim, a i onako tako se puno moramo znojiti, onda se trebam tuširati. Možda je bolje da tokom kirtana s nekim malo porazgovaram.
That's natural because you know the thing.
To je prirodno zato što tu određenu stvar poznate.
The human mind is like this.
I ljudski um funkcionira na taj način.
When he becomes accustomed to a certain thing, this thing loses its fascination.
Kada osoba postane naviknuta na određenu stvar, onda fascinacija nestaje.
This you can see even at Gopal's t-shirt.
To možete čak vidjeti na majici Gopala.
There is, please rise. You see the ordinary, no, in the back, they have just, no. The ordinary family life.
Na njegovoj majici možete vidjeti jedan običajni obiteljski život.
See? No. That is the illusion.
Ovo je iluzija.
And this turn around. And this is the realnost. Because they got accustomed to each other.
Zato što su oni postali priviknuti jedno na drugo.
Yeah. This is how the human mind goes.
Tako ljudski um funkcionira.
So you cannot maintain your sadhana if you only retain a superficial taste.
Znači, ne možete održati svoju sadhanu ako zadržite samo površinski ukus.
You somehow must come deeper.
Morate zaći dublje.
Into the second type of ruchi or taste.
U drugu vrstu ruchija ili okusa.
Which is that you develop some attachment for Krishna.
To znači da razvijete vezanost za Krishna.
That will help you to remain enthusiastic in sadhana.
To će vam omogućiti da ostanete entuzijastični u sadhana.
It's not such an automatic process.
I to nije baš automatski proces.
And the observation which you have made shows this.
I observacija koju ste izvršila to pokazuje.
That sometimes we see devotees who are getting older, unfortunately, they don't develop this deeper taste.
Ponekad vidimo, nažalost, da bhakti koji postaju stariji ne razvijaju taj dublji okus.
And then the problem starts in life.
I onda započinju probleme u životu.
They have to get taste.
Gdje dobiti ukus?
Oh yes, I must travel to Sweden.
O da, moram putovati u Švedsku.
Or to Latin America. Or just I must change my service now.
Sada moram promijeniti svoju službu.
Sankirtan is for the young people.
Sankirtan je za mladiće.
You can see Rava Rohini Sutta Prabhuji Prabhu. Isn't it? He has such taste, such deep taste. He feels not nice if he doesn't go on the street. Something is missing. It's not that he goes because he has to go. We all tell them, our general, no need for you to go, just relax, you're now old, an old man.
Svi mu kažemo, ti si naš general, nema potrebe sada da ideš vani, malo se opusti, već si stari čovjek.
No, but he has to go.
Ali on mora ići.
Yes, such taste in spreading Krishna consciousness.
Ima takav fokus za širenje svjesnosti Krishna.
We all must grab the lotus feet of Rohini Sutta.
Mi svi moramo hvatiti lotus stopala Rohini Sutta.
Please, molim te, give us a little drop of the taste which you...
Molim te, daj nam malu kapljicu ukusa koju ti posjeduješ.
Is this an answer? And you have to really be serious to get this higher taste. You have to want it.
To trebamo željeti.
Desperately.
Očajnički.
Then Krishna will give it.
I onda će Krishna to dati.
And then you will be always increasing your pleasure in Krishna consciousness.
I onda će vam neprestano povećavati svoje zadovoljstvo svjesnosti Krishna.
You can take the example of your own spiritual master, Bhakti Vaibhava Swami.
A možeš jednostavno vidjeti primjer svog vlastitog duhovnog učitelja Bhakti Vaibhava Swami.
He has such a taste in kirtan.
On ima takav fokus za kirtan.
And such a taste in philosophy.
Takav fokus za filozofiju.
He always studies.
Uvijek proučava.
And he likes to hear this, hear new things, and you know, of thinking misli about Krishna consciousness.
I želi slušati nove stvari i uvijek razmišljati o svjesnosti Krishna.
Such a good example of taste.
Tako dobar primjer ukusa.
And I remember, because we grew up together,
i sjećam se zato što smo zajedno odrasli,
he was working for it.
On je radio da bi stekao to.
He went in the cold days of Hamburg.
U hladnim danima je Hamburgu.
To people whose mentalities are so cold.
Je prilazio ljudima čiji su mentaliteti tako hladni.
Yes, chanted the holy name.
Pjevao je sveto ime.
Fingers almost falling from the hands because they were frozen.
Prsti su mi skoro otpadali s ruku zato što su bili sleđeni.
This is how you get taste.
I to je način da se stekne ukus.
Not by the easy life.
Ne laganim životom.
Taste is a reward of the Lord.
Ukus je nagrada koju nam Gospodin daje.
For your sincere endeavors in the process of Krishna consciousness.
To je nagrada za naše iskrene napore u procesu svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes, there was.
Yesterday, the Bhakti Prabhu gave a lecture, and he mentioned that mostly, I mean, not mostly, but some of us, they didn't even came to the platform of Kanishta, Kanishta devotees. And then I asked him, if we are performing our services in spreading Krishna consciousness, then by the nature of the service, I thought that we are somehow acting on the Madhyama platform, but then he explained that this is not a fact, and he said that by acting out of duty, we are actually just remaining on the superficial platform, and that we cannot really advance very much in the inner life of Krishna consciousness, or coming up to some higher platform, for example, Madhyama devotee. So can you please explain this point? Objašnjeno je da samo djelujući iz dužnosti ponekad jednostavno možda nećemo biti u stanju da razvijemo zaista unutarnji život svjesnosti Krišne i duhovno napredujemo. Da je, ponekad se kaže da je nešto više potrebno.
Well, to act out of duty is a good way to start.
Djelovati iz dužnosti je dobar početak.
And these processes of Krishna consciousness, which you dutifully execute, have their own potency.
I procesi svjesnosti Krišne koji izvršavate iz dužnosti imaju svoju vlastitu moć.
To purify you.
I one vas počišćavaju.
The example has been given of the rat who comes on the altar and sees how a light is going out, a ghee light.
Dat je primjer pacova koji štakora koji došao na oltar i koji vidio kako se ghee lampa gasi.
He sees, he thinks it's a piece of food.
I on to smatra komadićem hrane.
And comes close to it and burns its whiskers.
Prilazi mu i onda njegovi brkovi bivaju zapaljeni.
So he gets very, very afraid and begins to circulate the head to extinguish the fire.
On postaje jako uplašen i počne kružiti sa glavom da bi ugasio vatru.
And then it is seen how it takes on its spiritual form and goes back home, back to Godhead.
I onda je taj isti štakor vidjen kako tako preuzima svoju spiritualnu formu i vraća se kući na trg Bogu.
Why?
Zašto?
Because the Lord accepted this as an aratik.
Zato što je Gospodin prihvatio to kretanje kao aratik.
The rat didn't intend to offer glorification to the Lord.
Pacov nije namjeravao slaviti Gospodina.
But the activity in itself was so strong.
Ali aktivnost je sama po sebi bila tako moćna.
So if we just can maintain our activity in Krishna consciousness, then there will be purification.
Dakle, ako samo uspijemo održati svoje djelatnosti u svjesnosti Krišne, onda će se pročišćenje dogoditi.
Now, of course, what our Daiti Bhaksha said is correct. We have to not just do the things out of duty, but some attachment to Krishna has to be awoken in our heart.
Naravno, ono što je Narada Bhakša rekao je istina. Nije da stvari trebamo obavljati čisto iz dužnosti, već neka vezana za Krišnu se treba probuditi u našem srcu. And
this attachment or affection to Krishna, which is the motor, you know, which keeps you nicely going, this comes by hearing about Krishna.
I ova vezanost i ljubav za Krišnu koja je motor koji nam omogućava da se krećemo, a u stvari proizilazi iz slušanja o Krišnu.
So let us at least do the things out of duty.
Dakle, u najmanju ruku barem radimo stvari iz dužnosti.
And then let us hear about Krishna so that we can be doing our things out of duty and at the same time think of Krishna.
I onda slušajmo o Krišni tako da možemo obavljati svoje aktivnosti iz dužnosti i isto vrijeme misliti na Krišnu.
And then we develop faster.
I onda se brže razvijamo.
So, Hare Krishna, any other question you have? Yes.
Kada je naš gost, tako mi je da je to bio, da sam se neka lekcija, tako mi smo se dobili zadovoljiti sa
you mentioned that a host should satisfy the guest as much as he can. So the question is, you are now our guest and we're very happy that you've been here. You gave so many nice lectures. How can we satisfy you?
Well, you did already arrange a very nice Harinam. That was the high point in my life.
Veste organizirali jako lijepi Harinam i to je bio vrhunac mog života.
See, when I come to the, when traveling sannyasis come to temples, they want to serve actually the audience.
Kada putujući sannyasi dođu u hram, onda ono što oni zaista žele da zasluže je publiku.
I want to answer your question in a general way because I do not think anyone has to satisfy me. I'm not so arrogant.
Odgovorit ću na tvoje pitanje na jedan generalan način zato što ne smatram da me bilo ko treba zadovoljiti. Nisam tako arrogantna osoba.
But in general, when we have older devotees coming, we can satisfy them if we are eager to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Ali generalno govoreći, kada se na starije bhakte posjete, možemo ih zadovoljiti ako pokažemo svoju žudnju da napredujemo u svjesnosti Krishna.
Because they come not for holidays, but for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Jer oni ne dolaze na odmore, već da bi širili svjesnost Krishna.
And helping devotees to advance in Krishna consciousness.
I da pomognu bhaktama da napreduju svjesnosti Krishna.
So if we want to satisfy all the devotees which become our guests, we should ask them relevant questions.
Dakle, ako želimo zadovoljiti starije bhakte koji postanu naši gosti, treba im postavljati bitna pitanja.
And we should apply whatever inspirations they can give us in our practical life and Krishna consciousness.
I kako god nam inspiraciju daju, trebamo to praktično primijeniti u našim životima svjesnosti Krishna.
This is a natural exchange between younger devotees and older devotees.
To je jedna prirodna razmjena između mlađih i starijih bhakti.
We ask the older devotees to please help us and we serve them and they are there.
Molimo starije bhakte da nam pomognu i služimo im kad su prisutni.
And then the older devotees shower their natural affection over us.
I onda starije bhakte prirodno sipaju svoju ljubav prema nama.
And by this affection we grow up in Krishna consciousness.
Zahvaljujući toj ljubavi mi odrastamo u svjesnosti.
This principle shouldn't only be followed be you know when sannyasis come and visit us or spiritual masters come, but amongst ourselves we should follow this principle also.
I ovaj princip se ne treba slijedi samo kad nas sannyasi posjete ili duhovni učitelji, već međusobno također trebamo slijediti taj princip.
When we see that they are younger that they are older devotees, we should serve them, satisfy them in all respects.
Kad vidimo da su prisutni stariji bhakti, trebamo ih služiti i zadovoljiti svakom pogledu.
And then advance by their milost which they give us.
I trebamo na taj način možemo napredovati zahvaljujući milosti koje nam oni daju.
This must be practiced about amongst brahmacharis, also amongst brahmacharinis, and also amongst grihastha couples everywhere.
To se treba prakticirati u društvu brahmacharija, onda brahmacharini također to treba prakticirati, a i grihastha parovi.
Mataji Mira had a question.
I often have some objections in regards with the younger devotees. The concept about Krishna is that he is bigger than the biggest and smaller than the smallest. This principle of being smaller than the smallest can be easily understood. He is in the smallest plant and animal.
Ecologija.
So if we knew these facts about Krishna,
he would be more ecological, yes.
Ovo s razlogom govorim, I da su biljke ili životinjice pokrivene ili dobiju veće, mi na taj način vršimo jedan atak na njih, agresiju.
Therefore we are often hurt when we see that the plants and the animals around us are neglected and in not very good condition, and thus we are actually attacking them in some way.
Ako smo svjesni Krišne, onda moramo razmišljati o toj maloj biljci, tom životu koji mi namjerno ili nenamjerno nanosimo zlo.
If we are conscious or Krishna conscious, we should think about that little plant or animal which is being hurt by us.
Upravo unazad 50 godina pobožnost smanjila se i ekologija i problem je ekologije.
With the diminishing of the piousness in the people,
you can just talk, Mataji Meera, and he will translate simultaneously. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Apsolutno yes. Ste u pravu.
Ja molim Mataji da stvarno, ja ne želim ovo ne govorim zato da bi sad nešto
ne I do not want to oppose myself, but I just want to get the answer.
Zato često treba podvašiti mladi baktama.
The young adult should be
educated. Yes.
I da je svaka stvar sveta je od Krišne.
Everything is holy.
Zemlja i kamen i voda i vrata i sve. Ako smo počinjemo biti, onda nam sada nam neće biti teško.
I wanted to talk about this.
Baš sam želio govoriti o tome.
Prabhupada was educated in such a way that if he would throw away as a child a piece of rice, he would pay his obeisances to the rice. The father insisted.
Prabhupada je bio obrazovan na takav način da ako bi bacio komadić riže, onda je njegov otac insistirao da on oda poštovanje tom komadiću riže.
And even when he was, you know, the head of a worldwide institution, when he would see water dripping from a crane or whatever it is, he would personally go there and close the water tub, the tub it's called.
Čak i kad je bio vođa svjetske organizacije, ako bi vidio negdje da voda curi iz one špine, onda bi osobno došao i zatvorio je.
Imagine, he was walking in the park and he saw some tap dripping. He went there personally and closed it.
Zamislite samo, šetao bi u parku i vidio negdje špinu kako curi, onda bi osobno došao do nje i zatvorio je.
Then Prabhupada would get gifts, presents.
Kada je Prabhupada dobio poklone,
he took a great pain and labor to not destroy the paper when opening it.
On se jako puno trudio da ne uništi onaj papir dok je otvarao te poklone.
He would fold it and said, this can be used again.
Onda bi to lijepo sklopio i rekao, ovo se ponovno može iskoristiti.
His philosophy was, everything is Krishna's energy.
Njegova filozofija je bila da je sve Krishna energija.
And nothing should be wasted of that energy.
I ništa od te energije se ne treba potrošiti uzalud.
I'm getting very nervous when my driver G is you know, wasting things.
Ja također se jako postanem jako nervozan kad vidim da moj vozač upropaštava stvari.
But I have learned to live with it. You know, I'm trying to educate the devotees when I see this, but you know, they are also, we have to understand, Meera, you are over 40 years, these are 20, 18 years old, they are like children.
Međutim, ja sam se stalno navikao da živim s time. Kada vidim tako nešto, nekako ponašanje, pokušavam ga ispraviti, ali moraš biti svjesna da imaš preko 40 godina, a oni su djeca od 20 ili 18 godina.
Like Gopal and Sridham. They sometimes have to do glupost. They have to do it. It is a must for them.
Ponekad oni moraju napraviti glupost, za njih je to kao obavezno.
If not, if not, they this is something is missing.
Ako to ne napravi, onda nešto nedostaje.
So, you are Mataji Mira.
I ti si dakle Mataji Mira.
Mataji means mother.
A Mataji znači majka.
Majka must patiently, with affection, try to help the young people.
Majka mora strpljivo i sa ljubavlju pokušati pomoći mladim ljudima.
And she must be able to forgive.
I mora biti sposobna da oprosti.
Because young people sometimes blue goes like what can you do?
Je pa nekad ne može ništa učiniti zbog toga.
It's a fact of life.
To je jedna životna činjenica.
And we make our life difficult if we become so disturbed by the activities of young people.
I ako postanemo jako uznemireni sa djelatnostima mladih ljudi, onda učinimo svoj život jako teškim.
We have to learn tolerance.
Moramo naučiti tolerirati.
At the same time, we should patiently teach them the right principles.
I u isto vrijeme moramo ih strpljivo podučavati pravim principima.
In the fifth canto is an interesting instruction about how a spiritual master should deal with his disciples.
U petom pjevanju se nalazi jedna zanimljiva instrukcija u pogledu toga kako se duhovni život treba obhoditi prema svojim učenicima.
Mataji Mira, you have to hear the interesting instruction from the fifth canto.
Mataji Mira, ti isto moraš čuti ovu zanimljivu instrukciju iz petog pjevanja.
When the spiritual master sees that his disciple is not following,
kada duhovni učitelj vidi da njegov učenik ne slijedi,
he should not lose patience.
On ne treba izgubiti strpljenje.
It's instructed there.
Data je ta instrukcija.
But again and again and again he should try to help.
Već ponovo i ponovo i ponovo trebamo pokušati pomoći.
That is sometimes very difficult for the spiritual master.
I to je ponekad jako teško za duhovnog učitelja.
Because he thinks, how can they do these things?
Jer on samo misli, kako može raditi takve stvari?
Where is the brain?
Gdje mu je mozak?
But he has to continue.
Ali mora nastaviti.
But the point is right, we must be much more careful with our...
Ali ti si u pravu, moramo biti puno pažljiviji.
On the German farm,
na njemačkoj farmi,
we have now a very intense situation.
Sada je nastupila jedna jako intenzivna situacija.
We saw that the devotees were, you know, there we don't have much money on the farm.
Na farmi nemamo baš puno novaca.
And in order to restrict the expenses,
i da bismo smanjili troškove,
the devotees are no longer showering like this.
Bhakti se više ne kupaju, ne tuširaju.
It's getting shocked, Vira Chandra. No, they shower, no problem. they have a bucket and they take the water from the bucket.
Dobiju jednu kofu i onda iz nje se poljevaju.
All the phones are always locked.
Svi telefoni su zaključeni.
Because otherwise Bhaktin Zanya will phone to Bhaktin Maya, you know, over a long distance of 2,000 kilometers and tell her about Brahmachari so and so.
Bhaktin Sanja će nazvati Bhaktin Maju na udaljenosti od 2000 km i ispričat će se o tom i tom Brahmachariju.
That happens in our temples.
To se zbiva u našem hramu.
Okay, so anyways, that was we must be a little bit more conscious, even if you are very young, you should please, it's Krishna's energy.
Dakle, moramo biti malo svjesni, čak i ako ste jako mladi, molim vas, razmotrite to Krishna energija.
Dolores, back in Dolores.
How can we help our friends in Krishna consciousness when we notice that they're doing mistakes regarding their spiritual advancement? They're also conscious about that, but we're not advanced enough to make some change.
Your friends in Krishna consciousness, huh?
Tvoji prijatelji u svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes, not older friends. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a way to say to someone something so that he will not take offense.
Postoji način osobi reći nešto na taj način da se osoba ne uvrijedi.
First you say, I appreciate this quality of you very much.
Prvo reci, jako cijenim ovu tvoju određenu odliku.
And offer a praise.
I malo pohvali.
But not just a diplomatic praise, but something which you appreciate.
Ali ne samo neko diplomatsko hvaljenje, već nešto što zaista cijeniš.
And I can see that you are very determined in Krishna consciousness.
Mogu vidjeti da si jako odlučan u svjesnosti Krishna.
Now I have also seen that sometimes you do such and such and you may not intend, but such and such is the result.
I, ali također sam primijetio da ponekad radiš takvu i takvu stvar i možda ti to ne namjeravaš, ali rezultat toga je nešto drugo.
So if I may offer you a suggestion,
možda bi ti mogao nešto predložiti.
Why don't you do so and so?
Zašto ne radiš na taj način?
Then it's much easier for the other person to accept.
Onda je puno lakše za tu određenu osobu da
prihvati. Otherwise he or she might think that you are just wanting to criticize.
Inače on ili ona može misliti da sve što želiš je da kritiziraš.
Or he or she might be afraid that you have something against.
Ili on ili ona može smatrati da imaš nešto protiv.
But by first saying something in appreciation.
Ali ako na početku izraziš neke osjećaje koji da cijeniš tu osobu.
The person is not afraid to listen to what you have to say.
Onda se ta osoba ne boji onoga što ti imaš reći.
Dobro. So now we have 10 o'clock. It is a little late. I feel we should end here.
Sada je 10 sati, malo je kasno i osjećam da ovdje trebamo stati.
We have a Sunday feast before us.
Pred nama je Sunday feast.
And today I want to talk about some very interesting subject matter at the Sunday feast.
Danas na Sunday feastu želim govoriti o jako zanimljivoj temi.
It's a surprise.
So
thank you all very much once again. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai, Sri
Gauri Dai ki
jai,
Gaur Premanand
ki jai,
Sat Nam Maharaj ki
jai.